day that the Rabbanut decided would be for all the people that died in the Holocaust, and we don't know the day. And I'm sure that you heard enough about Hanukkah, so I decided to give the shiur about the Holocaust. I think we have to ask three questions. Question number one. How we continue to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu when we have so many questions about the Holocaust? The main question is, a father will never do something like that to his kids. So how we continue to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Question number one. Question number two. Everyone says the Holocaust is Hester Panim. I want to give a definition. Always, when you learn, I don't have to tell you. And I'm not saying it because I'm Sgan Rosh Hashiva. I'm saying it because I taught here for a lot of years. And no question that you're learning in the best school in Israel. And you have the best man, Rav Yamin Goldschmidt. One of the things that's very important when you learn Torah, and when you get to any expression, you must give a definition. Things have to be clear like the sun. You can't speak about the word Hester Panim without understanding till the end, what does it mean? What does it mean, the words Hester Panim? Question number two. Question number three. I want to bring four approaches, or five approaches, according to the time that we'll have, about the Holocaust. Not in order to say, because of that it happened. We're not allowed to. But in order to bring things more to our brain, maybe because of that it happened. Not because of that. We don't know Cheshbonos of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to say to ourselves, in order to be mekarev things to the brain, we have to give Hesbeir. When Sefer Achinuch is giving Ta'amei Mitzvot, he's not saying that's the reason. He's saying maybe that's the reason, in order that things will be clear to us. We have two expressions. Ahava tluya badavar ve'ahava she'eina tluya badavar. Ahava tluya badavar means I love someone because he did to me X. You have friends. But because of different conditions, you are friendly with them. But it doesn't mean, it's not a friendly that really doesn't depend on the conditions. I had friends that went with me in yeshiva, and today I have less connection with them. And I have friends that learn with me in yeshiva, and I'm sure that even if they wouldn't learn with me in yeshiva, if I simply would meet them for a minute, they'll be my best friends. And when I speak with them today, even if I didn't speak for half a year, it's like we spoke yesterday. And there are friends that are only friends because of a certain condition. And that's certainly a lower kind of friendship. If you believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, only when things are clear, and only when you don't have questions, then really HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be your bank account. Because he's doing to you good, you believe in him. That's not emuna. Emuna is lahagid baboker chazdecha ve'emunatcha baleilot. Emuna is when there is dark. That's emunatcha baleilot. Baboker chazdecha is hakarat atov, it's not emuna. Emuna is when you have questions and still you know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it and you don't understand why, but he's your father and he continues to be your father. Abraham continued to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Achidat Yitzchak. And what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him? Kach na et bincha et yachidcha. What na means? You don't have to. Because I promise to you, ki b'yitzchak yikare lechazera, says the Sfat Emet. I'm begging to you that you should be mochel on my havtacha and be and kill him. And Avraham was allowed by Hashem to say no. Understand what a big nisayah. And he has so many questions. But emunatcha balilot. And he decided to forgive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to kill Yitzchak. So the first question, how we believe in Hashem? When we have questions, I won't say that. I will say, you only believe in Hashem when you have questions. If things are clear, if there is a mathematical equation, it's not belief. You don't believe that one and one are two. That's assumptions. You don't believe in Pythagoras' rule. To believe is not exactly that idea. The brain can take you to a certain place, and now you need emotion. And you know why you can do it? Because you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside you. I won't go into Hanukkah, we don't have time. But if I would go into Hanukkah, the main discussion between the Greek and the Jews, and for that the Pachad Yitzchak said that for 8 days we are celebrating, is not miracles. Miracles we know from Pesach. We don't need Hanukkah to tell us that Hashem can change nature. We saw it in Aseret HaMakot. Tell the Pachad Yitzchak, the main thing about Hanukkah is the debate. And Chazal made it a rule because they want us to discuss the debate all the time. And the debate was the question. Are Jews the head of the pyramid or philosophers are the head of the pyramid? Greek said, thinking is the head of the pyramid. Everything has to be clear like the sun. When you think, you're in the head of the pyramid. And Jews said, we are in the head of the pyramid because we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside us. We are banim la Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside us. And every one of you sitting in this room, you have a neshama inside you. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside you. You know what happened when you learned Torah? That neshama came to come bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that can close the gap between understanding in the brain till a certain place, and from there, the neshama is closing it to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hester Panim. Very big machloket between the Rambam and the Hasidut. According to the Rambam, Am Yisrael doesn't work according to statistic. That's the Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is Kadosh Baruch Hu keep Am Yisrael outside of statistic. You know what Hester Panim means? That this Hashgacha goes away. And now all the reasons that happen in the world can affect Am Yisrael. There is no any more wall. If you will read all the different research that were written by non-religious people why the Holocaust happened, you will read so much about the hate of Christianity, about the economical problems of Germany. And I can continue and count 20 reasons. According to the Rambam, these 20 reasons are right. And they are the reasons that the Holocaust happened. Only they wouldn't happen if they won't be Hester Panim. If Hashem will make a wall on Am Yisrael, it's like you throw arrows, no arrow will affect because there is a wall around. I apologize, I'm sure that I can say this sentence in better English. I made Aliyah when I was 2 weeks, so I apologize. I was born in Boston, but when I was 2 weeks, my parents took me to Eretz Yisrael. So I apologize for my English. So a wall around Am Yisrael will take all these reasons away. Hester Panim means Am Yisrael doesn't have a special wall. Am Yisrael is not being, and now all these reasons can affect him. So these research are right, but with one introduction. After there is a step panim, these reasons go. According to the Hasidut, Hester Panim means straight punishment of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only removing Hashgacha, not only removing the wall, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made the Holocaust, not the Goyim, not Christianity. He made it directly. And all these research according to the Holocaust are only the pipe how it happened. They're not the reasons. Are you with me, girls? Are they different? Clear. Hashem is not making
miracles. He didn't throw fire to kill the Jews. So he put Hitler. But according to the Hasidut, Hitler is not a reason. Hitler is a pipe. Hate of Christianity is a pipe. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting his punishment and not only removing Hashgacha. And according to the Rambam, he's removing Hashgacha. And then the reasons affect themselves. Big machloket. Now let's come till here. There were two introductions. One of love that is not depending on something. And that really means emunah. When you have questions and you still believe. I was once in Birkenau. We had very hard day. It was almost sunset. We catch the last minutes to daven mincha. Came to me, one of the boys told me, Rebbe, I don't feel I can say Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanora Kel Elyon. I apologize. I don't feel I can say that. Gomel Chasadim Tovim. How I can say these things? Gomel Chasadim Tovim. I gave him a hug. And I told him, now you have to work on yourself. That's emunah balilot. Say these words. We'll come to the hotel. We'll discuss why. I'll sit with you till 2 o'clock at night. But you test now without understanding. Understand that he is Gomel Chasadim Tovim, even if it doesn't come to your brain. Later on, we'll discuss why. And I'll discuss with him, I discussed in the hotel when we came back, what Baldad is saying to Ayov, I'll come in a few minutes. So I'm giving two introductions. One is, Lehagid Baboker Chasdecha V'munatcha Balilot. That's emunah. When you have questions, that's emunah. That's right about tragedy, private tragedy, and it's right about tragedy of Klal Yisrael. And secondly, the Hester Panim according to the Rambam versus the Hester Panim according to the Chassidut. Now I want to go to the main things. I want to parallel the four approach that I want to teach you to the four friends that came to Ayov. One of the fundamental books that I invite every one of you, and I suggest every one of you to learn deeply, because it goes to so many questions in philosophy of Judaism and questions of emunah in Sefer Ayov. Ayov had 10 boys, and the building crashed, and all of them were killed. And not only that, but he had Sarat, and he's sitting in the Shiva alone. Only when I said Shiva to my father, three years ago, I understood how Chazal was so clever by telling people, don't go to work, sit down, and everyone will come to you. Because when you speak, it helps you to the rest. It helps you to recover. Chazal was so, the best psychologist in the world in all Dinei Avedot. We don't have time now to show it. In all the Ne'avelu, they were the best psychologists in the world. He didn't have that. No one came to him. And he had questions. He said, I'm the one that gave tzedakah to all the people in the world. I did so many good things. Why did this happen to me? No one could give him an answer. In the end came four friends. And Sefer Yon is built that four people are coming and speaking, and after that they're coming and speaking, and after that they're coming and speaking. So each one speaks three times, but not straight. If you want to learn the book good, you have to take all what they are saying in the three circles, put them into one, and you will get an approach. I speak mainly about three approaches. The first approach is Eliphaz. And Eliphaz tell him,
I'm sorry, Eyov, that I won't be nice to you. But because you ask so many questions in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I must tell you the truth. You are saying that you gave tzedakah. You are a tzaddik. You know, you only did it for yourself. You only did it because you wanted community to appreciate it. You really didn't love the anim. You really didn't do it for them. I'll give you two examples. You took deposit. And if someone came to you and he didn't, couldn't give any deposit because he didn't have even one penny, you threw him away. But if you really would love him like a brother, you won't throw him away. So you did it for yourself. You made the game. You really didn't love him. If you would love him, you will give the best money to the people that don't have deposit. And have trust. Second thing, people came to you after they didn't eat the whole day. They're waiting in the line for an hour. Why didn't you give him Coca-Cola Taste of Life? Why didn't you give them American pizza? Pita falafel? Something? You know that they were starving. Before you, they didn't even penny to buy something to eat. You have so much money. Why didn't you give something? You did it because of social pressure. Because everyone knew that you are rich, and rich people in your town are giving tzedakah. One of the things that is so important, in brackets, to be kohen Torah, not because of social pressure. Because it will happen here, it won't happen when you change environment. Do things be'emes, not because of social pressure. Social pressure can be step number one. Can be step number 10. And step number one is good. Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. It can be step number 10. Let's see the psukim. Halo ra'atcha rabba ve'ein ketz le'avonotecha. You have avonot. You have ra'ot. Ki tachbol achim chinam ubigdei arumim tafshit. If someone didn't have a deposit, you told him, give me your shirt. And you didn't care that he will be arum. You didn't care that he will have busha. That's love. You did it out of love. Lomayim ayef tashke umiraev timna lechem. So the first understanding to Eyov, it was a punishment. Two people of the Gdolei Yisrael took the idea that the Holocaust was a punishment in very extreme ways. The Rebbe Misatmer and Emma Banim Smicha. And Emma Banim Smicha was translated to English. I suggest you very much to read it. The Rebbe Misatmer says, when Bnei Yisrael were going to Galut, it's written in Shir HaShirim, and the Gemara learns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you don't go out of Galut till I tell you. Yishbati otchem benot Yerushalayim, im ta'iru im toreru et ha'geulah ad shetavo. It's like, only to understand it, why Hashem did it. Imagine a father is putting a son in a corner because he did something tremendously wrong. It's a whole discussion, should we punish our kids or not? We don't have time now to go into that. But imagine that he went according to the understanding that you have to. Choser bno, sone shivto. You have to do it sometimes. So he put his son in the corner. He has a phone call. He goes to pick the phone call. His son ran away. That's chutzpah. Hashem put you in a punishment. Wait till he is the one that will take you away. And that's a shvua. Therefore, according to the Rebbe Misatmer, the whole before the Holocaust started the Zionist movement in order to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they were going against that Shvuah. They were trying to run away from the Galut without Hashem notify them, and for that the Holocaust came as a punishment. Because they didn't respect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they went against the Shvuah. Let's see, please, the inside. ועכשיו בדורנו זה אין צריך לחפש ולבקש במתמונים את האבון שהביא עלינו את הצרה הזאת כי הוא גלוי ומפורש בדברי חז"ל שהגידו לנו זאת בפירוש שלמדו על ידי העבירה על השבועות שלא לעלות בחומה don't try to conquer ושלא ידחקו את הקץ don't try to, make, to bring the גאולה faster אני מתיר את בשרכם כצבאות וחיילות השדה. ובעוונותינו הרבים כך היו המינים והאפיקורסים עשו כל מיני השתדלות, they tried a lot of efforts in order to go against this שבועות. We don't have time now. There is a booklet of Rav Aviner giving 20 reasons why the Rebbe Misatmer are wrong. And we as Zion, religious Zionists, that we believe in this state very much, certainly think that he's wrong. We are saying Hashem gave us signs. Hashem told us to leave Galut. This is that the United Nations agreed. This is that Herzl succeeded. Even before the Holocaust, all the negotiation that was, and the going respond to that, we didn't do it with power. We did it with permission. Therefore, we disagree to the whole idea of the Satmar Rebbe. That we had to wait till Mashiach comes. No, we don't have to wait till Mashiach. We have to wait till singles, and the singles were there. So the argument between us and the Rebbe Misatmer, do we have to wait till Mashiach in exile, or if there are singles, it's enough. And we are saying there were a lot of singles. How you would look if there won't be Medinat Israel today. I'll try to come here and speak about more before Yom HaAtzmaut. So we disagree completely to Rabbi Misatmer. But it's important to understand his view. So according to him, the Holocaust was punishment because of the Zionist movement. According to the Em Habanim Smicha, it's exactly the opposite. It was a punishment because people stayed in the Galut and didn't try enough to come to Eretz Yisrael. So two people are taking two different approaches, but we both go in the understanding of punishment. The second friend that comes to Eyov is Baldad. And that's mainly the Hasidut approach. We spoke about Em Habanim Smicha, we spoke about the Satmar Rebbe. I want to speak about Baldad. And that's mainly the Hasidut approach. All the Rebbes of the Hasidut, after the Holocaust, you will find quotations that are similar to this idea. And the idea is, like Rabbi Soloveitchik, every time that he spoke about the Holocaust, he said, the Holocaust is the nicest carpet in the world. The problem is that we are staying on the other side. And we see the knots. One day, Hashem will take us when Mashiach will come to the other side and we will understand everything. You have a short vision, says Baldad to Eyov. So now you should really cry because you don't understand. But you have to understand that you don't understand. And you have to understand that you see part of the movie, you don't see the movie. When you will see the movie, things will be different.
And he gave him a mashal, gave him a story. There was a town where there was an old tree. And that came to be the most popular place, restaurant around. You know how it goes in the Niagara Falls. So many people are winning money because of these waters. And everyone is taking pictures, especially Americans. And who knows what? It's the oldest tree all over. One day, employees of the mayor are coming. They are taking the tree and they put it in a truck. All the people are so mad at the mayor. They want to hit the employees. Now no one will come here anymore. We're going to lose our money. What did he do? This mayor can't go out of his way. Crazy. They go after the truck. They want to hit the man. They see that they take the tree, they plant it in another place. And the reason is because here they want enough roots. And that tree will die in 2 weeks. They put it in another place in order that there is enough roots. But if you see only part of the picture, you don't understand anything. If you see the whole picture, you understand. The Admomi Princesa, the Esh Kodesh, in the last Russia, before he was killed, after his wife and kids were killed already, said what I'm telling you now. He gathered his Hasidim, he lost his wife, he lost his kids, and he had the power to go to his Hasidim and tell them. Rashi says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Tzara'at HaBatim, when you see a nega, you have to destroy the house. And it's written Ki Tavo El Aretz. Why do you have this introduction? Says Rashi, because the Shiv'a Amamim that were there, they were hiding the money for the blocks. Because they knew they are running away, they can't take the money. So what they did, they made a hole, put their money, millions of dollars, and they covered it, in order that one day they'll come back to their house, open the hole, and take the money. And the Jews were living in these houses and they didn't know that on the bricks, over the wall, there was a lot of money. What happened when Tzara'at HaBatim started? The first one bought a tractor. The tractor started to destroy, and suddenly this man came to be a millionaire. It happened to the second, to the third. The fourth already didn't wait to Tzara'at HaBatim. He already invited the tractor. So again, if you will see the panic of a man that had to destroy his house, you will say it's terrible. When you see the result that he came to be a multimillionaire, you see it differently. He brought this Rashi in his last Suda Shlishit, after his wife and kids were killed. And he said, now we are in the stage of the panic. Now it's like the man that had to destroy the house. One day, we will be in the stage where we found our money. And every time when I teach that, or when I read it in the Esh Kodesh, I'm asking myself if I can share with you my own thinking. Michael, would you have that power to stand near your Talmidim in this occasion and tell them things like that? This, I think, what we have to learn from the Esh Kodesh. That means loving the Kodesh Baruch. That goes to what I started. Emunatcha ba'ilot. Understanding that we don't understand. It's like a doctor a man will walk in the street, breaks his legs, and the reason is because if he wouldn't break it, in 5 minutes this man will die. We have to establish, girls, and this I want to finish. I want to 2 approaches, next time we'll finish other approaches. We have to establish a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, simply with one word, without question, he and us are one.
that have to be in tefillah, that have to be in learning Torah, that have to be all over. He and you are one. And if he and you are one, then you won't have questions. The questions are only because, maybe you have questions, but the question won't bother you to love him and to be part of him. If it is, it's only because of the distance. You know what Torah makes? You know what mitzvot making? They're making our neshama to be bigger, and we feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu more inside ourselves. My bracha to you. You have to use this year in a way. This year is so critical to life, because this year will really establish the connection, the emotionally connection you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to establish. Remember the Esh Kodesh in his drasha after his wife and kids were killed. To say it's so clear to his Hasidim. We're in the first stage, one day we'll be in the second stage. Rav Soloveitchik, carpet. We are now here, we'll be there. Olam Haba is so clear to these people. Emuna is so clear to these people. We have to be there. And we must be there. How to be there? Four conditions. Learn a lot. Do mitzvot a lot. Have a rav that you can really ask him all your questions. And take care of the right balance between intellectual and emotions in Avodat Hashem. Take care to have the right balance of the two. Tefillah is motions. Singing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, speaking with him. My bracha to you is Birkat Kohen. That we be Zohar, Be'ezrat Hashem. To feel, and I think that's what it means, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid means that I feel that I and the Kadosh Baruch Hu are one. All of you, Be'ezrat Hashem, should be Zohar to that Erev Tov.
Yamer for sharing. I know Rav Yamer was so tight on time this evening. We'd like to thank him publicly. Mamash to the whole.
Shalom.
Have a seat, please, for a moment. It's always a pleasure to see Rav Yamer when he comes. Rav Yamer was when I was in yeshiva. I went to Shalavim, so we had one madrich, and still being recorded.